This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. There's an arrest in the case, but nevertheless, 20-year-old Amelia Lewis went online to say,
I just really want to emphasize how not okay this is. I am a student at NYU. I should not be scared to be walking the street to go to my 9:30 a.m. class.
Lewis is the NYU student who was the victim of a random attack on Monday outside 735 Broadway. Police have arrested 45-year-old James Rizzo, who has 16 priors. They say he struck Amelia from behind and then tossed her to the ground by her hair. He is charged with both assault and forcible touching. Fellow student Ashlyn Prieto spoke to ABC 7.
I saw the video as well, which was scary and very disturbing. It's definitely something to be more on the lookout, especially that was exactly like route that I would take. So it was very scary.
The NYPD is now looking into whether it was Rizzo who was behind several other random attacks against female NYU students. The NYPD now out with video of the suspect in a suspected attack against a homeless man who said he was set on fire while sleeping on a subway train. Police say this happened on an Uptown number 3 between Penn Station and Times Square, but that later the man recanted his story. Still, you can see the new video released on the Crime Stoppers X page. Both Hoboken and Jersey City have chosen their new mayors. In Jersey City, it's James Solomon.
Now the mission is clear. The work begins tonight. And the work that we have to do is making Jersey City affordable. And so I say tonight, an affordable Jersey City starts now.
He defeated former Governor Jim McGreevy in yesterday's runoff election. In Hoboken, Emily Jabbour is the mayor-elect, having defeated fellow council member Michael Russo. Both Mayor Adams and Mayor-elect Mamdani are supporters of the City of Yes plan for New York. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fasella, not so much, and we'll be hearing from him today on exactly why.
Fasella tells 1010 Winds low-density residential zones make up most of Staten Island, and the City of Yes projects will compromise that.
People invest in their homes, they invest in a neighborhood, they appreciate a nice lot, probably the biggest investment they're going to make.
Any questions? Where's the infrastructure to handle the increased housing?
The city's not planning to widen the streets or to adjust for this increase in population or infrastructure. So we just see it block by block. We can see how potentially how neighborhoods will be compromised and hurt.
He says instead of blanket zoning, each street needs to be looked at case by case. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
Mayor Adams has defended the City of Yes plan as necessary to address the city's housing shortage, calling it the most pro-housing zoning proposal in New York City history. So do you ever wonder who people write in on the ballot when they don't want to vote for any of the candidates? Word is Lin-Manuel Miranda got some votes for mayor here in New York, as did Barack Obama. We know this because the official results for the New York City elections were made public yesterday. Also on the list, Aaron Judge, Barbara Streisand, Anna Wintour, Jon Stewart, and several folks who are no longer with us, including Ed Koch and George Washington. This warning from Jen Oliber.
We're going to move to European-style fare payment enforcement, where you will have fair agents, not cops, who could go up to people and say, can you show me your phone or your Omni card, and I can validate that you paid.
Speaking at a breakfast at New York Law School, the MTA chairman said their crackdown on fare evaders on city buses will be ramping up big time come the new year. That's when Metro cards get phased out and digital tap and go becomes the only way to board. Mayor-elect Mamdani has said he wants free buses in the city, something both Lieber and Governor Hochul have expressed doubt is possible.
I hope that the new administration will help us, even though, you know, there's obviously some ideological debate to take place.
Lieber says they'll be focusing mostly on the select bus routes where you can board through any of the doors, and it's estimated that half the riders don't pay. A Metro North employee has been fired over a personal relationship with a sales agent that the MTA says resulted in some professional no-nos.
The years-long flirtatious relationship between a senior procurement officer and a vendor's agent cost the MTA dearly.
One example was an order for scrub brushes that were previously purchased at $7 were approved at $78 a brush.
This while MTA Inspector General Daniel Court said the two were exchanging late night phone calls and texts.
Some included heart and kiss emojis, and that's just not the kind of thing an employee should be doing on their MTA work phone.
The case began with a tip from the MTA Vendor Relations Department and ended with the officer's firing. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York Attorney General Tish James declaring victory over the Trump administration. This is after a federal judge blocked part of the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill that stripped Planned Parenthood affiliates of federal Medicaid funding. The judge said the move imposed an unconstitutional burden on the 22 states affected, as well as Washington, D.C. The Justice Department now has 7 days to appeal to a higher court. The arresting Pennsylvania cop testifies on day two of a hearing in the Luigi Mangione case. A judge is considering a motion by the defense to toss a whole bunch of key evidence in the case of the murder of the United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson.
Officer Joseph Detweiler testified that when he responded last December to a tip about a male who looks like the NYC shooter, he was so skeptical he didn't even turn on his police siren. But as soon as the man pulled down his mask, the officer said, "I knew it was him immediately." The officer said Mangione gave him a fake name and ID for a Mark Rosario and claimed, "I'm homeless." But the officer didn't buy it. He's heard telling a supervisor, "I'm 100% sure it's him. He's nervous as hell. I saw his fingers shaking."
As correspondent Aaron Katursky, Mangione's lawyers want everything that was in his backpack deemed inadmissible because it was searched without a warrant. Prosecutors say there was ample justification for that, including the fact the fake name Mangione gave police was the same name used at a hostel here in the city. Well, we all know that New York City firefighters are the hottest in the land. Yeah. And this year's FDNY calendar of heroes is proof of that.
Anyone knows you have to be in good shape to be a firefighter.
You always want to be prepared in case something crazy happens. At the very least, you can trust your training.
Or you might get the call to show off that physique like Erasmo Soto did as a model on this year's calendar of heroes.
It was an expensive amount of pictures, I'll say that right now. But it was fun. The photographer made it fun.
And he's got some admirers like Christina Moeller. She got a picture with some of the model first responders.
You were able to pose for some pictures. You got the autographs. What
yeah,
was that like?
It was very hot. Very nice.
And not just because you have a jacket on.
Excited.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Proceeds from the calendars benefits the FDNY Foundation. Get yours at FDNYshop.com. A former lab monkey is now living the VIP life at the Popcorn Park Animal Refuge in New Jersey. That's after he escaped when a truck carrying 21 monkeys overturned on an interstate in Mississippi. Popcorn Park director Corey Scott.
Horace is settling in really great. He came to us. He was still pretty shy, a little nervous. He had been through, you know, quite an ordeal. So between the car accident and escaping and being in Mississippi, being transported again from Mississippi up to New Jersey, he's a really pretty mellow, easygoing guy. And he's starting to open up and interact with the keepers. He's ready to take some food from the keepers. And he's shown that he's interested in starting to play with toys.
Scott tells 1010 Wynn's Popcorn Park will be Forest the Monkey's forever home.
All of our animals are rescued in some way, shape, or form, all of our animals, and they come to us for the rest of their life. That's a commitment that we make to them.
We'll learn more about the refuge on the Associated Humane Society's website, ahscares.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.